We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome into hour number two. Got a lot of conversations about fishing and fishing spots and techniques all coming up over the next hour. Did want to get to some more of our text messages. Thanks to all of you who text us during the program. Text line comes directly into the studio here. It's 504-260-1870. Questions, comments, reports, all welcome. Here's one that says, Mr. Don, just want to say thanks for bringing back some memories. Long-time listener, my daughter and I listened to you on the way to our fishing spots, and now my grandson and I are doing the same. Thanks for being there and being faithful to all the sportsmen in the area. Well, that's very kind of you to say. And by the way, in a couple weeks, few weeks, we're going to be celebrating year number 36 of doing this program. Maybe we'll make it permanent, huh? All right, we got Joey Roberts. I haven't heard from old Joey in a long time. He says, Highway Pack on Highway 16 in Franklinton generally has frozen catalpa worms. There's a guy on Friendship Church Road out by Sandy Hollow WMA that sells the worms in the trees. I've had a bumper crop on my trees this year. Hope you're doing well, my old friend. And Joey's an old bass tournament fishing guy. And thanks for that info, Joey. Really appreciate that. And maybe if you give me a number, I can pass that along to any of our listeners who would like it. Here's another one. Says, Morning, Don. I just got into growing catalpas myself. I found a guy in Brookhaven, Mississippi, who sells them cheap, $5 or $6 per tree. That is cheap. He bought 20 for the family property in Mississippi and a few for the house in Baton Rouge. I also got some seeds and ended up sprouting 122. And he provided that number, so if someone's interested in getting the number for the guy in Mississippi that sells the worms in the trees, I'll pass it along to you. Just request it on our text line. He says, if need be, I can give you a few of my seedlings before I plant them in Mississippi. That's father-son fishing. Here's one from old man Sam. Says, the Facebook marketplace may show somebody selling catalpa worms. You can buy them frozen in a special formulated gel online. And here's a request for someone that needs to get a shotgun cleaned. Well, my go-to shotgun and firearms repair specialist went out of business. He retired. So right offhand, and I'm not sure what area you have a New Orleans area code. Is that where you're looking, somewhere in New Orleans, Metairie, Jefferson? Let me know where you are and how far you want to travel. But, you know, with YouTube out there, simple shotguns are simple to clean. And the instruction, you just look up your model, how to clean it on YouTube. You can find a demonstration. Now, as far as fine cleaning, detailed cleaning, where you pretty much take the trigger housing and take it all apart, and you don't want to get into that, I can understand you might want to bring it to a gunsmith. But any gunsmith can do a cleaning service for you. But believe me, look it up on YouTube. It's not so difficult, particularly if it's just a normal after-trip cleaning and not a once-a-year detailed cleaning. All right, I got the telephone number for the Highway Pack, and And so I can give you a call right there. The guy's name in Wilmer is Graham. We have to search him. You don't have a phone number for him if you're looking for those catalpa worms or trees. Yeah, I tell you, it's one of the most effective baits you're going to find for freshwater fishing. All right, still to come this hour, we're going to talk to you about Louisiana's gumbo gunners. Who are they and what are they going to be doing? And also, we got a bad boy story, as we do each week. This week, we talk about a campground raider. And he's already started his jail sentence. They took it pretty serious. This bad boy went all the way to Michigan to find him. And also get some more of those fishing reports for you that we love to talk about each and every Saturday morning. And don't forget, if you have been watching Louisiana Coastal Cooking, the 13 episodes, the final episode airs today, 9 a.m. today, 11 a.m. tomorrow on WYES-TV in New Orleans. If you're looking for it in a different viewing market, you want to look up Louisiana Coastal Cooking on PBS, Public Broadcasting. This week, it's the Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off is the excursion. You can experience Chef Ryan Godet at Spars making some smoked catfish dip. Chef Devin Guido at Bourbon House has redfish on the half shell and red snapper tempura fry with crispy noodles. That's prepared by Chef Mike Nelson of GW Fins. That's episode 113, Louisiana Coastal Cooking. We come back, we'll check in with Captain Mike Gallo. I'm sure he's either on the water or very near, and he'll give you some info you might need to put to use. We're back with his report right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born in the Bayou report is a presentation of SeaTow. You know the folks that are like AAA on the water. They've got, if you are a member, free boat towing, fuel delivery, jump starts if you need it, service on every boat you either own, rent, or even borrow a boat, it will be covered. And right now, Captain Chris is running the 15-month special. In other words, you buy 1 year for $249 and you get 3 free months, $62 savings. And he's going to be doing that all this week, but it ends July 7th. So you can either give him a call, and I'll give you the number in a minute, or you go online, and the promo code is SELA, S-E-L-A-15. That's S-E-L-A-15. And go to seato.com, and when you check out, put the CELA15 code in, and you'll get the 3 free month special. Now, if you want to call and do it, that's one simple phone call to Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. That's 301-4545, area code 504, and tell him you want to get the 15-month, 3 free month special right now. All right, Captain Mike joins us. Mike, you on the water? Got some lines in already?
I don't have any lines in. I just may stop to make a phone call to my favorite Saturday morning outdoor show.
Well, who would that be?
Well, that's you, Don.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you're taking the time. And people, we really appreciate you taking time. You know, you guys that give us these reports, Saturday mornings are your busiest time of the week. You know, everybody's going out fishing on the weekends, and you got anxious customers, and you're kind enough to take some time and share it with us. Tell us where you're going and what you're going to be stalking this morning.
Well, I have my group from Texas, and you're very familiar with them.
Oh, yeah.
We are headed to the Biloxi Marsh to throw chatterbaits and spoons and see if we could catch some redfish.
Now, I was looking, and on that north of Biloxi Marsh, there was some little storms, pop-up storms, but I think they were further east than where you're going. Is that correct? They're
they
like more
east.
Yeah, they're between the Chandelier Island and the Biloxi Marsh.
Right, and they seem to be dissipating and sort of going slowly south, and maybe a tad east, but I won't be, they're going to be 15 miles from me, so they won't be anywhere near me, but my trusty radar keeps an eye on them for me.
And what baits are you guys armed with this morning? I know you guys usually bring an arsenal with you when you got the Texas guys. Y'all try to get them from every angle, bring every tool in the toolbox, every weapon to the war, huh?
Well, I'll let you in on a secret, right? When you're fishing trout, you want to try the top, the middle, and the bottom. All different water columns. When we're red fishing, we want to have various amounts of vibration. High vibration, medium vibration, and low vibration. So I'm sure Steve will be throwing his chatterbait, and we'll have Jason throwing a spoon. So we'll have high vibration and low vibration covered, and maybe I'll throw something in the middle like a spinner, and we'll just see if it matters, and then adjust accordingly.
Are y'all going to be doing some sight fishing, or are you going to go to some of those grassy areas and throw up in the grass and over the rocks?
We hopefully can see them. You know, that's a lot of fun to see them and stalk them. It's almost like turkey hunting, right? Instead of calling them to you, you see them and then try to get a lure in front of them. So a lot of fun to do that. We got the conditions to do it. So hopefully we can see them. But if not, they definitely like to hang out close to that flooded grass, and we'll drag those same lures through the grass and hopefully catch some.
I can almost smell the grilled redfish on the half shell from the Spots and Dots Lodge tonight. Y'all going to do it. How about speckled trout or white trout? If somebody's interested in catching trout, where would you direct them?
It's been a good week for trout as well. The platforms in Lake Bourne have trout. Live shrimp on a drop shot certainly works. The bridges have still produced trout. I don't know today with those speedboats running around, will that quiet them down? But they have been having good numbers of trout still coming out of the lake, which is a bit odd, but if they're there, you might as well take advantage of it. Same scenario, the live shrimp on a drop shot's been working. The Matrix, the Berkeley Gulp is a favorite. So all of those have been working. The thing is to try to get them as early as you can, because it seems like by 10:30, 11, when the heat sets in, everything sort of slows down.
Well, that works out good because the fishermen get hot, too, and they get ready to go. So everybody's ready to quit pretty early.
Yeah, it's very important to stay hydrated. I was telling somebody just the other day that when I'm thirsty, water is just the best tasting thing on earth. But when I'm drinking strictly to stay hydrated, it doesn't taste that good. And that's odd because it's the same thing.
Got it. Well, Mike, we got you on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You got your own very good site. You might want to give them that website and the telephone number if somebody wants to try to squeeze in a summertime fishing trip.
Very simple. You can find me at AAofLA.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
Sounds good. And thank those Texas guys for having the patience for you to stop and give us a little report before y'all hit the fish.
Oh, they've been fishing with us 25 years, Don. They're used to the routine.
Yep. They got some new jokes?
We'll find out today.
All right. Very good. Take care, Mike. We'll see you next time, buddy.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, and they definitely adventure. You know, he's got the no fish, no pay guarantee. You don't catch a fish, you don't pay him. How about that? You will catch fish, trust me. All right, we come back after this. It's paddler time. We got old Raccoon Feet, Captain Eric Mohabarak, the winner of the Captain Quint Lookalike Contest. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And each week we have a special paddler's report for you. It's a presentation of No Wake Outfitters. You find them at 1926 Airline Drive. They are a fly shop specialist, but they've also got some of the latest gear, regular conventional fishing tackle used in the local area. Also have paddle sports equipment, including kayaks. They put on fly tying and fly fishing classes. You might want to ask Justin about that. And they've got some sharp-looking apparel. It opens up today at 10 a.m. It's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. And Eric Mohabarak joins us now. And, Eric, you had a pretty nice little trip out of Delta Marina. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Darren, me and my neighbors went out, Brad and Mark, and we ended up, it was at high tide on Thursday, you know, we hit the peak of the tide in the morning, and that made things really, really tough, and it was just tough fishing. We didn't catch many fish at our first three spots. Our third spot produced like a 32-inch red and I think a smaller one. But then the good old storms and lightning showed up, and we decided to head for the hills, and we ran into the marina there, and went and visited the Ponderosa just to taste the food to make sure that it was still good. And Mitch's doing a great job up there. I seen him over there. He said to tell you hello, Don.
Yes, indeed.
We spent about an hour up in there, and then got out back out in the water about 1:30. And we went to the first spot out by the Barataria, upper Barataria, I would say. We're fishing in Broken Islands out there, the ones that are up, you know, down that way. And we ended up just getting lucky in the first spot we fished. And, you know, a little shell reef with pylons, most probably old camp or something. And it was a spot I've been fishing for 100 years. And we ended up producing some fish. We didn't limit. You know, if it was the old limits, we'd have limited it on redfish, and we'd have put a lot more trout in the boat. We had to throw a lot of fish back. I'd say we ended up throwing 30, maybe 35 reds back. You know, the trout, well, you know, you got to weed through them, you know, the small and the bigs and stuff like that. I don't recall how many we caught. Caught some drumfish, couple sheephead. You know, overall, at the end of the day, we each ended up with a gallon bag of fish. We had a great time out there. Couldn't ask for no better. The fish are out there, but they are further out. So I was on a boat, so I was very fortunate. You know, they had asked me to go. I don't usually go on to get the fish on boats. You know, we ran, it's just, well, with the motors, the new kayak motor thing, you might be able to get to them, but it was a pretty far run. I wouldn't suggest anybody going out that far in a kayak just under manual power.
Right. You know, Eric, we've been talking about croakers, and our buddy the Weave, you know, has caught the fourth place croaker, 6.06. You were on the Pat Al. How long ago was that when that fish was caught?
Oh, Jesus, it had to be 94. Yeah, it was a long time ago. You know, that's pretty much two legends right there. You put the Captain Allen and the Weave together, you got a mess. that man, Allen, done forgot more than well, he's passed and gone now, but he most probably forgot more than anybody knew about the Gulf. He was one of the first ones to run around there. He was something else. But, yeah, man, I thought that fish was a redfish when it came up, and we were out there on one of them 24-hour trips, and
you know, catching blackfin and yellowfin tuna. But in mornings, we pick up a snapper and bottom fish and grouper and stuff like that. And old Chris got lucky enough for him to bite on his line. And sure enough, man, ended up being fourth place. Incredible fish, actually. It was really, really pretty.
Yeah, number one is around 8 pounds, and I don't think that'll ever be broken. In fact, it probably, you know, 6 pounds is probably unattainable anymore these days because everything's small in the, when it comes to croakers. Well, tell us about the clubs. Lafayette Kayak Fishing Club, they don't have anything going on until the fall, but the BCKFC is joining in with a couple other clubs to do that Magnolia Summer Slam. We've been talking about that. For people that are interested in it, tell us about it.
Well, that's today, so it's a little bit too late to sign up.
Oh,
that's
okay.
You know, you got the Bayou Coast Club from Louisiana, the Mississippi Club from over on the coast, of course, the Mobile Bay Club from Alabama. And, you know, it's a group of them. Instead of 22, by the time it finished last night, they had 29 signed up, which is really a low number. I don't know if it's because of the motors or because of it's the weekend of the fourth. You know, a lot of people going out next weekend out of town spend a lot of money, so they might have the honeydews they got to do this week. But it's a slam tournament. You know, trout, redfish, and flounder. They got like on the trout, they did something. I think it was I forget what the smallest size trout you can catch in Mississippi, but whatever it is, the limit is 22, so the fish has got to be in between there. They want them all let go over that. Yeah. But it is a weigh-in tournament, so that's unusual instead of a CPR tournament. But I think the first place that is going to be paying out three spots. I think the first place is $600 and then so forth and so on. I think the third place is like $191. That's just because of the numbers of people showing up. And it weigh-in's going to be at Everything Kayak in Mississippi over there. And it sounds like it's a great day. I know that one thing, they will be catching flounders. If everybody don't catch, if 30 flounders aren't caught on this trip, something's wrong.
Yeah, you and I know where one can come from, huh, for sure. We know definitely the spot.
Yeah. But that's, I was so busy, I was going to fish this tournament. I had planned on it, actually. And I was going to go hit it with the weave and see what we could do. But it just didn't work out for me.
Yeah, well, it's a great concept to put the three clubs together in a competition. And, look, I wouldn't let that 29 sign-ups worry. I mean, Paddlepalooza was tiny when it began. So you got to start somewhere. Yeah. And I think it's going to grow because it's a good concept putting the three states together.
I think so too, Don. I think it's really awesome, and it's fun too because you get different. You know, you meet different people and stuff.
Right.
And that's like years ago. The clubs used to fish. Pensacola and Louisiana would fish each other's tournaments. Man, I made some lifetime friends over there in Florida. You know, and caught some great fish with those guys and stuff. Take a chance. Go fish somewhere else. I know the license get a little expensive and stuff, but you know, do it. It's a different experience than fishing the local waters, and you learn something every time you fish somewhere else new too.
All right, 101, everybody. We got Shark Week coming up in July, and we're going to be posting your picture, you and Captain Quint. Nobody can tell the difference between you two. And by the way, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, tell them how to get you.
You can call me 504-313-8292 or on your website. You can look it up. You can find my number. Also on Facebook and Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, Don.
Yep, and I suggest people call you, particularly if they don't want to paddle a long way and they like to catch flounder. I know you can help them.
Yeah, that'd be a special trip, though. That's a different trip.
All right, my friend. Take care. We'll catch up with you next time. Be careful out there.
All right, now, hey, you going to the Rumble Rodeo?
I'm not going to make it this year, but I wish a lot of luck to all the folks. I know your buddy Mark's fishing, and hopefully he can take home a trophy.
Yeah, he's fishing. I think he's going to hit Myrtle Grove and fish it. So let's wish him a little luck. Mark Abney, there you go. All right, buddy. Go ahead.
I was going to say the weigh-in's going to be at the school later. It starts at 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and then they have the family festival going on over there. It's a great little event. Hope people stop by.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Have a good one.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right, bye-bye.
All right, we come back after this. We're going to take a quick pause, and then we're going to tell you about this week's bad boy of the outdoors. Got caught at a campground. He's in a jail time right now. We'll tell you his story right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Network. Let's get to a couple of texts. This one's Ben listening to us in Mississippi. He says, good morning, Don. I was headed to Biloxi Marsh last Sunday morning, about a quarter mile past the L&N Bridge. I thought I saw a tarpon jumping. Was I seeing things? Probably not, Ben. Tarpon have been known to come into Lake Pontchartrain, been doing it for years. In fact, for a number of years, the state record at 212 pounds, I believe it was, came from Lake Pontchartrain. But over the years, as the salinities have kind of dropped off and the fishing's gotten better out of West Delta area, more people concentrating there. But there are a handful of purists and loyalists who continue to try to catch tarpon in Lake Pontchartrain, and very few are successful. Many try, but very few catch them. Here's one that says, a couple of people came to my mind this past week, the Tomato Lady and the Patty's Place ads. Ain't there no more? Well, I haven't heard from the Tomato Lady, but she was kind of seasonal. I think it's around deer season when she's making trips, early morning trips to Mississippi, she would check in. So, Tomato Lady, if you're out there, shoot us a text. Give us a little bit of update on your status. And the Patty's Place was the bed and breakfast down in Bureau. So I have to check with Ryan because it's right around the corner from his lodge. The owner, Patty Williams, passed away. Her daughter had taken it over, and it got basically locked up because there were so many workers down there. They kind of rented it for the whole year at a time, but I'm not sure what the status is. I'll try to check on that for you. And here's one says, anyone have any idea why the Big Branch Fritchie area is being filled with solid sand and not marsh materials 3 foot high? How much longer will they be doing this? We're tired of the airboat noise 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. to, I guess you meant 8 p.m. or maybe it's 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. It's not a marsh restoration project using sand. Well, actually it is. The reason why it's getting done, that's federal property. It's a part of the the National Wildlife Refuge System, so there's federal money available and to do restoration. And it has been done in other areas with pumping sand. And although it looks like it builds it up and it's going to be a sandy hill, it actually sinks very quickly. But and hopefully over time, that marsh vegetation you talk about will take over and help restore it. I'm not a hydrologist. I don't understand and claim to be an expert on it, but I have seen some of those projects where they pump sand into a marsh area actually create new marsh. We'll see what happens. All right, let's see. Let's take a quick 10-second station identification pause. We owe this to our local station to tell you who they are and where they are along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, this past Wednesday, a Sunfield, Michigan man by the name of Justin Spitzley, who pleaded guilty to a larceny felony of raiding state forest pay pipes. Now, for you non-campers not familiar with a pay pipe, it's a collection container where a camper can deposit their cash when the offices are closed. Well, this guy hit Perch Lake, Lake Superior, Blind Sucker number 1 and number 2 in the mouth of the Two Hearted River campgrounds. And he received his sentence this week of a payback of $2,000 cash that was in his possession at the time of his arrest, plus an additional $6,000 restitution, and a one-year jail sentence, minus the 81 days he's already been locked up in the Ionia County Jail. Alger County Jail is the new address for the remainder of the prison sentence for a campground thief, 36-year-old Justin Mark Spitzley, our bad boy of the outdoors. Now, the moral of this story, keep your greedy paws out of Michigan State Forest campground pay pipes, or you're going to end up broke, and you'll do your camping in a county jail. Whatever happened to just raiding picnic baskets? Now they're hitting the pay pipes. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Ryan Lambert, find out what's going on down at the Cajun Fishing Adventures in Burris, and talk to him about a fish called a snook. Right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, Plastic Man, are you going to throw plastic or dead cut bait at those red snapper today?
I got jigging spoons for me and cut bait for the guys.
You ever use that snapper slapper? I love to use that bait.
What's that, buddy?
The snapper slapper. Have you ever used that?
Not to my knowledge. I use just a big old, like a 10-inch jigging spoon.
Yeah, the slapper is like a big old jig head is what it's like, and it's got a little, one of the little fluffy tails on it, like a little rooster tail brush on the bottom of it. Very effective. I like to fish them with that. It's a good bait. It's heavy. You can get down there real quick. How far out y'all planning to go?
About 4 miles.
Okay, not bad.
we don't get too carried away.
No. Well, you should be able to find them good enough. How's the inside fishing been?
Oh, yesterday was just unbelievably good. I mean, it was great. Everybody limited out. Most of them had trout in red. Some nice trout, too. Prior to that, the guys that tried to fish the rigs earlier in the week, they got hammered because of that big old giant 2.8 tide. You know, it's hard to fish the rigs when it's like that. So, but everybody inside did well, and everybody on both ways did good yesterday, rig fishing and all over the banks. Everybody did great.
Everybody's been commenting about that weird tide. I had people tell me that it almost looked like February tides. It got so low in some areas.
It got real low on the west side, evening before last. I mean, it dropped out. But, you know, because we had the tide, and then anytime you get a big range like that, if it goes negative and you get any kind of wind to help push it, it really sloshes out. So that's what happened.
Yeah, plus we don't have the marsh we used to hold it in there anymore, too, so it kind of rolls on out of the east.
Joshua's is underwater every day just with the tide. No wind or nothing. All the shrimp is going to walk through water to get to their boats.
Yeah, what a shame. Look, I also wanted to talk to you about snook. Alabama, they're starting to show up with a lot more regularity, so they actually put some regulations in. They put a minimum size of 28 inches and one per person to keep. And I know you've fished them before. That's not really a good keeping fish, is it? It's more of a catch and release.
Yeah, it's a really good eating fish as well.
Oh, okay. And have we seen any in Louisiana? I remember there's been a couple caught down there in the Venice area.
Two that I know of. My old buddy Ronnie Granier caught one 16 pounds off the Southwest Rocks. You know, but they don't take the cold, and they like nice, pristine water. And, you know, the river's in the 40s and the water's dirty, so we don't get enough. When the river goes down in the fall, you might get one or two here and there, but we really don't get them. They can't take our water.
And you've gone to fish them. Is it Florida?
Yeah, when I go there, we take a 1-pound mullet and poke his eyes out and send him under the docks, and all hell breaks loose.
Wow.
You don't want to see what's coming because it ain't pretty.
Yeah.
Big old giant snook.
Yeah, well, they put a minimum size of 28 inches. That's a pretty respectable fish right there.
Yeah, that's big fish. That's I've caught them way up in 40s, you know, so they get really nice and they fun. They fight, they jump. They're good fish.
What would you compare it to as far as the taste of the fish?
I don't know, kind of a little more coarse than a speckled trout and less than a redfish. So it's good eating, though. People in Florida love them. You know, you only keep one every now and then. Hardly anybody ever keeps them, but it's really good eating. And in Mexico, they keep them, too. They call it a robado. And it hits a hook in Mexico. He's getting eaten.
I don't doubt that. I got another question for you. Right around the corner from your lodge, Patty's Place, Patty Williams founded it.
Yeah.
Is it still open and operation? I had somebody wanted to know about it.
Yeah, Nicole moved to Morgan City area, and Austin's running it. But then, like you said on the radio, a lot of the LNG guys stay there.
Yeah, it's pretty much booked up the whole time, huh?
Everything down here is, you know, it's just, you know, there's 5,000 people working in. There's no houses, and you can't build a new house. So, yeah, it takes up a lot of the area.
Well, what's the progress on that LNG? How much longer is that going to go on before it's finally finished?
Oh, no. They're getting ready to build another one.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I think $18 billion more worth.
They need some more roads. I don't know where they're going to put them.
this road is so beat up now from all those people, 5,000 a day coming down here. The road is getting terrible.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go get those red snapper and give us a report on that next week, and we'll catch up with
you
then.
Buddy.
All right.
Take
sounds
care. Great, buddy. We'll see you.
All right. Go to CajunFishingAdventures.com if you want to check out his website. All right. Coming back after this, I'm going to get to as many texts as I can, and we'll wrap up this edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right. As promised, I told you I'd introduce you to the Gumbo Gunners. And what this is a group from Ascension Parish 4-H Shooting Sports Club. The Gunners are Lucy Leglu, Taya Blank, Brantley Babin, Alyssa Miller, Keegan DeLoach, Cecil Bro, Sophie Gibbon, and Carter Gibbon. And they are headed to the competition in Rogers, Arkansas this weekend for the Daisies National BB Competition. They put it on every year, and they're going to be streaming live videos. If you go to Daisy's website, which is daisynationals.com, and you can check out the videos from the open and closing ceremonies on their outdoor Facebook page also. So good luck to the Gumbo Gunners, the Ascension Parish 4-H Shooters Club. And they want to thank all their sponsors, Ralph's Market, Bertrand Pharmacy, Sugar Shack, and, of course, the LSU Ag Center, too. But they're on their way, or maybe they're probably there now. Rogers, Arkansas. Hope y'all come back with some trophies. All right, now getting back to our text message board, let's see. We have a lot of people commenting on the catalpas, and I'll send you those phone numbers and contact information. Someone wanted to know about the trout biting at the trestles. Mike Gallo, when we talked to him, said it's unusual that the trout would be there this late in the summer, but there are some speckled trout to be caught on the bridges. That would include the Trestle Bridge and the I-10 Highway 11 Bridge. Let's see. We got a phone number, if you need it, for the catalpa worms. Also, we got Sandy Hollow, directions there on Friendship Church Road. And let's see, we had, we had a notice about the croaker, fourth place croaker, 6.06 pound. That was the one that was caught by Chris Weaver. In fact, Chris sent me a link. He was featured on a television feature called The Heart of Louisiana. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but I'm going to take a look at that, and maybe everybody else can find it. I've been to Chris's place, and, man, he's what a talented guy. He's an artist. He's a decoy carver. He's an expert fisherman and hunter. He's a all-around outdoors-oriented guy that kind of does it all, and a heck of a nice guy, too. All right, so anybody seeing any tarpon in Lake Pontchartrain? Got somebody wanting to know about that. And also, if you got any reports from the somebody want to know about the Mid-Barataria Diversion Project. And as far as I know, that is entirely on hold. They're talking about maybe coming up with some kind of an alternative program to kind of split the middle where they don't use so much freshwater diversion. They will divert some freshwater but do more instant pumping of sand and filling and rocking and do more of a combination, which wouldn't be as injurious to the natural fishing, and also they're concerned about the dolphins, too. All right, here's one that says, let's see, just pumping sand without fresh water to feed it, it's going to sink. Fresh water is needed to cut the salt. Well, that Fritchie Marsh does get some fresh water from the upper reaches. There's some flow that comes in it from the Pearl system. And, of course, you get an awful lot of it comes up Salt Bayou from Lake Pontchartrain. And we'll see how it goes. I've seen some of these other projects that, you know, have pumped in sand, and in a few years it sinks down to where you don't even know that it was there, and it's got marsh vegetation. It does build some marsh. I don't know if it's the most expedient way to do it, but certainly it's an alternative to doing some other things. And the good thing is something's being done about it. Also, if you didn't get word, a lot of you have been asking about the St. Tammany Parish Fishing Pier. They've secured some funding from FEMA. 90%, as a matter of fact, I think the total bill on that is somewhere around $3.5 million. And hopefully before FEMA gets shut down, the money will get dispersed, the bidding will be done. They're supposed to start construction on it and make it a stronger, more sturdy pier to withstand some of the rigors of the storms that come in there. That pier, most of the people that fish it do better at nighttime on that pier. And you can catch some crabs off of it. Of course, when you're fishing a pier, you're limited to a very small area of water. And if the water conditions are not good, if you got a lot of south wind and it muddies up, well, you know, you're pretty much out of luck. But anyway, just to go out there and sit on a pier and have some fun and enjoy it. It's located at a place called Sunset Point, which is a beautiful spot to watch sunsets on Lake Pontchartrain because it's wide open to the east there. And, you know, you got the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway, and a pretty sight to go out there and view that. All right, well, that's about going to wrap it up for us. Hope you'll come back again next week and join us. We'll do kind of the same thing we do each and every week. We take text messages from you, the listeners. We got fishing reports from some of the experts all across the coastal area from Alabama all the way to the Texas state line. Also got some freshwater fishing reports we like to get from our Toledo Bend contact. We heard from Josh Sykes up at the Bent Rods Guide Service. He does an excellent job up there, and I highly recommend them. If you're not familiar with Toledo Bend and you want to go with a guide for the first time and kind of show you around or use them on a regular basis, I can put you in touch with them. Just shoot me a text. And by the way, if you want to contact me, a lot of you want to send pictures. We don't have it set up where the pictures can be attached to your text messages that come into the studio screen. But if you go to my webpage, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and you can attach pictures there. There's a contact, Don. You can send emails, send pictures, or maybe flyers if you've got some special events coming up that you'd like us to promote. Speaking of special events, don't forget, just about now they're opening up over there at Bayou Lacombe. It's the Fish, Crab, and Explore weekend program that's going there. We've got a lot of personnel from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Wildlife and Fisheries going to be out there to explain and help people get involved in the sports of fishing and crabbing, and believe me, some great sightseeing over there, too. It's a Big Branch National Wildlife Refuge. And also the powerboat races on the South Shore. Don't plan on using the Bonneville boat launch anytime today. There are going to be a lot of speedboats running up and down between Bonneville and the eastern end of Lake Pontchartrain. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. We'll celebrate the 4th of July weekend right here with us on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.